Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. It's been a busy 24 hours for emergency services on the Upper Hunter Roads. There was an accident between two vehicles on the intersection of Brook and Bridge Street just after 10 o'clock today. Paramedics did treat those involved at the scene, but no one was critically injured. Last night, there was an elderly man taken to hospital after an accident on the highway at Scone. There were reports two cars collided at about 6:40 p.m, leaving the man trapped. He was taken to hospital for treatment while emergency services cleared the scene. Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon says a project converting and re-engineering a power station in the Upper Hunter through biomass would be a boost to our energy grid and the timber industry. The Redbank Power Station at Warkworth near Singleton is owned by Hunter Energy and is capable of 400 megawatts and has been sitting idle since 2014. Joel Fitzgibbon says it's an exciting prospect.
Using biomass or wood residues to fuel the generator. Now, if they can do that, that's a very, very exciting proposition, not only for our electricity supply, but also for jobs. And also, it will be a boost to the timber industry because it puts value on what is effectively a waste product for them. So this is...
Police are asking for the public's assistance to find a wanted man in the Hunter region. 43-year-old Mark Russell, also known by Mark Jarmaine, is wanted by virtue of a revocation of a parole warrant and an outstanding arrest warrant for an assault offence. He's described as Caucasian, about 175 centimetres tall, medium build, black hair and brown eyes. There's a photo of him at our website. Anyone who've seen or heard from Mark or knows of his whereabouts is urged not to approach him but call 000. And there will be additional rural financial counselling services in the New England electorate from July. More than $56 million will be shared across 10 providers in Australia, including the Richmond Valley Business and Rural Financial Counselling Services, who will deliver the services and make sure it's available from Scone to Tamworth and Armidale. Rural financial counsellors work one-on-one with clients to help them understand their financial position and take the necessary steps to get out of difficulty, whether it's getting the family out of crisis or bringing the business back to profitability. For more information, including a list of providers, visit awe.gov.au/RFCS. There are a number of training courses coming up in Muswellbrook for Rugby League. In June, you can enrol in a League First Aid course, a Level 1 Sports Trainer, a Level 1 Sports Trainer Reaccreditation and a CPR update. They're all being held at the Muswellbrook RSL and Benguela Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League are encouraging anyone interested to sign up. The details are at the learn.playrugbyleague website. I'm Jessica Rouse and that's your latest local news and sport.